Blog Talk Radio.
Your storm right now. My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, You came and laid Your hands on me, and now, Lord, You died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid Your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid Your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid Your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Vicki Yoway. Hallelujah, with I'm at peace. Can anybody say that today? And if you're able to say that, then in your heart, you really have to be at peace when you say, I am at peace. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. I just feel like today, amen, God is moving upon His people. And there's so many things that's happening in our nation, happening in our churches, happening in our homes, happening in our families, on our jobs. And if there ever was a time when we need to know that God is here with us and we have a peace with that, that is the day we're living in right now. Just had some news this morning where one of our friends on Facebook, she inboxed me and told me that her daughter committed suicide. So things are happening everywhere, people of God, and we need to brace ourselves. But we know that the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for another opportunity. So it's always something to come to disturb our spirit, to distract us, amen, to cast us down. And that's the enemy's job. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But nevertheless, we're going on in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We're just so blessed to have been able to celebrate Mother's Day on yesterday. And again, we give honor to all of the mothers, amen, that have birthed children in the world and have certainly raised them in the fear of God. Amen. So we thank God for allowing us the opportunity to be here in New Orleans. I was able to share Mother's Day with my mother and hadn't done that in 30 years, so it was such an honor, amen, to be able to be in the presence of my mother and celebrate that beautiful day on yesterday. We once again welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many know that we have a destiny, and that destiny should be in Christ Jesus, not in the things of this world, amen, but build your hope on things eternal. So we greet you in the precious, awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for an opportunity to come on this broadcast and be able to share the good news. You say, well, what is the good news, Evangelist Bernard? We don't hear anything but bad things. Every day is something bad, bad, bad. But the good news is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. We know that he died, and we know that he rose again. Amen. And because of that, we have a life. Amen. We have a life, and a life that we can have, and it can be in abundance if we choose it to be. Amen. So we thank God for Mother Charity being with us today, and I have some callers on the line. I'm not familiar with who you are, and I'm going to open up your lines before we get started and just get you to greet us in the name of Jesus. We have area code 601. And the last four of your number is 0002. Can you greet us, caller?
How you doing? How you doing today, Sister Adrian? Sister Adrian,
good.
This is Peggy Jones. I'm sorry.
This is Peggy.
This is Peggy Jones.
Lord have mercy! Thank you, thank you, thank you! Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful treat this woman of God. Amen. Had an opportunity to meet her in Jesus, words can't even describe. Her and her husband, I tell you, when I went down to the fellowship about 2 weeks ago in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and the pastor, which is our pastor, Pastor Sheila Timmons, sent her and her husband to greet us and meet us. And I tell you, it's like I've been knowing her and her husband all of my life, just warm, genuine, sweet people. I tell you, and I'll never forget you, Minister Peggy, and your husband, Elder John. Never, you all just have such sweet spirits. And that's how the saints are supposed to be. Amen. Yes. So I'm just so excited. Lord have mercy. You have lifted up my spirits already.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
So we certainly are honored.
I've been meaning to get on the call. I just been, you know, when you left, I was battling with this stomach. For God is a healer, amen? He's
yes.
a healer. And that's what I have. I have something that he's going to do on next week, a procedure the doctor's going to do. So I came on the call so we can stand in agreement. You're going to stand in agreement with me that the procedure that God will reveal answers to him, to my doctor, and he will heal me. I'm already healed. I just need some people standing in agreement with that. Amen.
And we're standing in agreement with you on that.
Go right ahead. I said, I need to get on the call with my friend today. This is my friend. I met her. I tell you, when you meet a friend, you don't ever want to forget a friend.
Wow. That's an awesome. Well, I'm so glad if you're able to stay on the line. We're going to have some open dialogue today. Amen. We're dealing with a subject matter that I'm sure all of us have been familiar with it at some point in our lives. Amen. Yes. We're dealing with a subject matter that I know have affected many, everyone in this nation have been affected by this topic matter that we're going to be discussing on today. But I'm going to ask Mother Charity to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. Amen. But before I go to Mother Charity, I see another area code 209. The last four of your numbers, 9328. Can you greet us, caller? Amen. Area code 209.
I did not want to speak, but hello, Granny. Greetings, saints, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. I just called to listen in today and support my grandmother's ministry. You guys are in for a treat, and I thank all the callers for listening.
Amen.
That's Krishan. Is this Krishan?
Yes, it is, my dear.
Amen. I tell you, such a beautiful young woman. And to my listeners, amen, that may live in the Atlanta, Georgia area and the surrounding areas, this young woman moved from Stockton, California. She's been here about 2 months, so she's trusting God for gainful employment. She is a professional.
Amen.
She is a well educated young lady, and God is going to do some great things for her. So any of you all that's listening and you in that area, call me because she's looking for employment. And I tell you, she's such a sweetheart. She was here yesterday and did a surprise and came from Atlanta, she and her cousin, and we just had a glorious time, and it just made my Mother's Day even more special. So thank you, Krishan, for tuning in with us today. God bless you. Amen. I see Prophetess Darlene and Prophetess Vanessa on the line also. We in for you. So you all get ready because I'm not doing this thing alone today. It's going to take all of us. I mean, you know, it takes a village to get something done. So all of us going to participate on this discussion on the day. Amen. So I'm going to ask Mother Charity to open up with a word of prayer. God bless you, Krishan. Minister Peggy, stay tuned with us. We need you today.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Mother, God bless you,
yes,
Mother.
Yes, glory be to our great God today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
My God, we just thank the Lord today for all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. And I had such a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day. And I just thank God, amen, for all of the well-wishers and all of the beautiful cards I received and the gifts. Glory to God. God is just so good. And I just pray that all you mothers had a beautiful day as well and a blessed day. Glory to God. Yeah, right. I can't hardly hear you. It looked like my telephone is kind of, I don't know, something is not really coming through real, real clear today. Because you know what? We're right now, we're in a tornado warning right now. And it's, I don't know if it's affecting the sound on here or what's going on. Yeah, right,
okay.
But I hope you all will be able to hear me on here. I don't know if my phone will go out or just to what, but y'all pray for us over here because that's what's going on. They're giving us a warning over the TV right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's real,
all
real
right.
Dark over here, so y'all pray for us.
Right now,
amen,
Lord.
Mother.
Yeah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God,
thank
we just
God.
Thank
you, thank
Lord.
You,
we just bless your holy name today. For, Lord, you're so worthy of all our praises in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus even for another day and another broadcast today. In the name of Jesus that you will bless, oh God, each and every one in the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. That you will keep us, Lord, with our minds stayed upon thee today. In the name of Jesus, glory be to our great King. Oh, God, we know that you are well able, God, today. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for thee, oh, God. Let your blessings be upon your people, oh, God, right now. Encourage every heart today in the name of Jesus. Glory to our great King. Oh, Savior, stretch your powerful, mighty hand out upon the sick today. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, even this sister came on the line requesting prayer, my God. We know that you're able, Lord, to touch her body today. In the name of Jesus, for you are healer, Lord, of all manner of diseases. In the name of Jesus, glory to our great God. For you are an all-powerful God, oh, God. Nobody and nothing can stand against thee, my God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We look unto thee today, from whence cometh all our help and our strength today. Hallelujah. We want you to encourage every heart today. Hallelujah. Oh, let all flesh be silent, that you might be magnified, that you might be glorified, oh, God. For thou art worthy, Lord, of all praises, my Savior. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you will bless each and every one, my God. Oh, Savior, and help us, oh, God, to praise you, my Savior, for you are worthy, my God, of all praises today. In Jesus' mighty name, oh, God, we pray, and for thy name's sake, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise
God
forever. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Cover us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Comfort, Lord God. Encourage me, God. Hallelujah. Lift us up, God.
Oh, yes.
Amen, God. We even bless, hallelujah, the young lady didn't get the name of the family that committed suicide, God. We ask you to touch them.
Jesus, my Savior.
Jesus, God.
Oh, Lord, help my Savior.
Oh, Lord, don't let this be a thing, God. Hallelujah. Let it be a vehicle, God. Let it be a tool that would encourage. Let it be a tool that would inspire. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. My God, you ever present help, Lord, in a time of trouble, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, my Savior.
Bless you today, God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank God for Mother, hallelujah. Thank God for all of our listeners and our callers today. Amen. We're asking the Lord to give us strength to go forward today. Amen. We're dealing with a topic today. It's entitled, Amen. Healing for our issues. Amen. And as we begin to just study a little bit on this topic, healing for our issues. Hallelujah. When you begin to think about healing, amen, and you hear that word heal, you know something is wrong. You know something is not in order. You know something needs fixing. Amen. Something needs mending. Something needs to be restored and put back into its proper order. Amen. How many know that God is not willing that any of us would perish? Amen. But that we all would come into, hallelujah, come into this marvelous, wonderful life. God is not interested Hallelujah. And I'm going to mute your lines for a minute. God is not interested in any of us being miserable, any of us being sick, any of us being unhappy, any of us being dysfunctional. That is not his will for our lives. And Jeremiah says, he said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you good health. Amen. And over in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all of these things shall be added unto you. Healing. So what are we thinking about when we're talking about healing for our issues? Amen. For one, we want to be sound. Amen. We want to have a sound mind. Amen. Because if our mind is not sound, then guess what? We are moved at every wind of doctrine. Anything that can cause, can come to cause us to waver. Anything can come to cause us to lose faith, to lose our hope in Christ. If we want to be healed completely, well, today I want to recommend Jesus for you. Amen. If I can recommend Jesus for you today, I'm a living witness that you will be healed in every area of your life. You will be healed in your body, in your physical body. Amen. You will be healed with your mental capacity to think. Amen. You will be healed in anything that you're going through that is trying to distort, that is trying to distract, that's trying to interrupt the plan that God has for you. Do you know we can abort God's plan for our life? Amen. That's why when the Lord began to deal with me and I launched my ministry, I was going through mother period in my life I had never experienced. I had some other things that I've experienced that I've never experienced, but this was a traumatic time in my life. How many know that church hurts are one of the greatest hurts that you can experience, especially in your walk with God? Amen. It's like a cancer. Amen. But if you're not rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, then you would allow that cancer to kill you. You would allow that cancer to take you out. Amen. And it would destroy every cell. Hey, every blood, all of your blood would be contaminated because that's what cancer does. Amen. And when we refuse to seek healing in areas of our lives, it becomes cancerous. So we're talking today about healing. We want to bring a successful conclusion to the areas of healing that we need in our lives. Now, you may say, well, Evangelist Benoit, you haven't gone through what I've gone through. Well, I can put the same question back to you, and I can tell you, you haven't gone through what I've gone through. Amen. If you never lost a child, and some people lose children because of a natural death, a sickness, a disease, a ailment in their bodies, and then some lose their children because of violence in the street. Some lose their children because of domestic violence and robberies and jealousies and envies of hate that would cause someone to end another's life. So we have different areas of how we go through different situations of life. But I'm here to tell you that everybody in this world have dealt with some issues. All of us have issues of life that we have to deal with. Amen. So as I begin to look at this, the first scripture I went to was in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? You have to guard your heart. Amen. You have to guard your heart. Latter part of that scripture says, for out of it are the issues of life. That was the King James Version. The NIV Version said, and that's the National Internet, the New International Version says, above all else, mean above everything, above anything you're going through, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Then when I went to the New Living Translation, it says, guard your heart again above all else. But look what it says, that latter clause for the New Living Translation. It says, for it determines the course of your life. Oh, and I find that to be a true statement. Because if you guard your heart, hallelujah, if you don't allow anything negative, if you're not around influence that's not of your well-being, amen, guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life. So what does that mean, saints of God? What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? What does that mean, boys and girls? That means that, guess what? We can't run with everybody. We're talking about healing for our issues. Some of us say we want healing, but we won't make any changes in our lives. We won't change the way we think. We won't change the way we feel. We won't change the way we do. We won't change our environment. We won't change the company that we keep. Okay, so if we don't make any changes, if we don't do anything, then you're saying to you, to yourself and others, I'm comfortable, I'm happy in the position that I'm in today. Amen? It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Okay? And everything that happens in our life is start in the heart. And the heart is your mind. That's where every thought is conceived. So that's why the Bible is telling us, guard our heart. Be careful what you let flow into your heart. Be careful who you let come in and out of your life. God has given us five senses, and then we have some other senses. Amen. And at some point, that has to kick in. My grandmother used to say, you can't lay on iron and it won't wear out. She said, if you keep laying on that iron, eventually it's going to wear out. What was she trying to say? I didn't understand that then. But by and by, now I know what she meant. You can't keep on drawing from the same well and you never put anything in. Amen. You can't keep on doing the same things over and over that's a detriment to your livelihood, and you don't become contaminated. You don't become full of poison. Ah, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Amen. And turn quickly to Luke 6:45, and then I'm going to open up the lines because this is how the Lord has told me to handle this today. Healing for our issues. Luke 6:45, and I'm going to go quickly. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. Listen to this, people of God, today. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Remember I say everything evolves in the heart. If he bringeth forth that which is good. But listen at what else it says. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his bringing forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. I don't know if you ever been around somebody that drink, okay? You know, I have a brother that drink, okay? And when he hasn't had a drink, he has a different nature. He has a quiet nature. He won't even talk to you. But as soon as he gets full of that alcohol, another spirit arise. Another spirit arise. And then he began to say things that was in his heart already. It was in his heart already, but he didn't have that, he didn't have that energy. He didn't have that confidence. He didn't have that boldness to speak what it was. Oh, but when he get that energy booster, you know, that alcohol in him, then he began to say what he wanted to say when he was not intoxicated. But that's a false sense of courage. Amen. And then I say, well, look at this, and I look at that thing. I said, now, everything he's telling me now, after he's consumed the alcohol, he already had it in his heart, but he didn't have the strength or the boldness or the confidence to really speak it. Amen. But when he got, when that alcohol gets in him, then he's going to say every damnable thing, every ugly, every nasty thing he could think of, then it comes out. Well, that tells me you feel that way anyhow. But I know now what is working. Something else is consuming you. Amen. And if we're not careful of what consumes us, it will take us over. God is trying to help us, people of God. And the only way he can help us is we have to realize and we have to admit that we still have some unresolved issues. We still have some issues that we haven't received healing from. Ah, glory to God. Some people go through divorces. I was looking at Oprah Winfrey with T.D. Jakes on, and they had a couple on there that had been divorced, and they divorced because the wife cheated on the husband. So they were divorced, but the wife was saying that, I want my husband back. You know, I love him. I really love him. But the husband said he don't trust her. And really, T.D. Jakes began to give him some information. He said, well, you know what? Told the female, he said, you really don't even trust yourself. You don't trust yourself. So if you don't trust yourself, how do you think this man is going to trust you and invite you back into his life? Oh, we're talking about dealing with the heart. We're talking about where the issues of life flow. The issues of life flow out of the abundance of our heart. The Bible also say, as a man thinketh, so be he. So whatever you thinking in your mind, whatever you profess out your mouth, you can say what you want. Hallelujah. A thought is just a thought. But when you act upon that thought, then it becomes an action. Amen. If God was to judge us for the thoughts that we have, guess what? We would have been wiped out. Because our thoughts are not always pleasant. Our thoughts are not always something that would be pleasing to God. Amen. And then, when the offense comes, when we are offended by our brothers and our sisters, amen, and then we decide we're just going to ignore that thing. You know, oh, that ain't about nothing. It ain't nothing. That's trivia. Well, it's trivia if you don't allow it to consume your mind. But it's not trivia if you start acting funny. If you start saying things about that person that offended you, you know, you didn't like what they did, or you may have had a personality clash, and you know, both of you all personalities may not be good. Okay, I'll just say that for lack of a better word. But anyway, if you decide to not deal with that and you wave it off as it's nothing, amen, and then something begins to grow in your heart, then it was not trivia. It was not something small. Because once you allow it to consume your every thought, then you got a problem. You have a problem, okay? And if you never go back and get that resolve, then that can begin to be a root of bitterness. A root of bitterness will begin to develop. And once it's developed, amen, then it begins to grow, okay? It begins to grow because every time you see that person, every time you hear the person's name, every time you hear something they've done, that thought comes, that which they've done you, it come back to you. And that's not healthy. That's not good. That's not wise. So that's why the Bible says if you know that your brother or your sister have an ought against you or vice versa, go to them. Go to them and get that thing right because you don't want nothing to interfere with your relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. You don't want to block your blessings. And sometimes we block our blessings because guess what? We want to come and give praise and worship and honor to God, but we don't want to get nothing right in the natural. The Bible says first natural and then spiritual. Go back and reconcile with your brother or your sister. Then you come and you present yourself to God. Many times I find that our prayers are not answered and our prayers are hindered because we have something in our heart. And we have refused to bring the issue and lay it out on the table. You know, we'll come, we'll offend you, and we'll come back and praise the Lord with you like, hey, what I said and what I did didn't even touch you. It didn't even move you. How dare you? Get it right with your brother or your sister. Amen. And then God can help you. We have to, we're just touching on a little something today. But I want you to know, and I want you all to be ready for Thursday. Thursday, Bishop Alfred Singleton is going to be with us. He's our father. He's our uncle. He's one of our apostolic fathers in the gospel. Amen. He's the father of 12 children. Two of them come on the line, and a few of them have visited us periodically. This is my family. That's Minister Aaron Singleton. That's his father. He's 85 years old. He's been preaching for 65 years or more. Amen. So he is going to speak to us on some different areas. Amen. And Prophetess Darlene will be speaking for us this week. And then we have one or two more people we have to get on this week. So stay tuned. We're talking about healing. Healing for our issues. We all know the story about the woman with the issue of blood. Every one of us know that story. And of course, that story is not only told in one a particular book. It's throughout, told in Matthew. It's told in Mark. It's also told in Luke. Amen. So where Jesus talked about this woman, amen, that had the issue of blood, amen. And we all know, and we're not going to turn to that today, but we all know that she pressed her way, amen. And this woman had to hear about Jesus. She knew Jesus was in the land. She knew if she could just be a part of where he was and be in that crowd, all she was willing to do is just touch. All she was willing to do is just touch. She said, Lord, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know I will be made whole. Amen. So she had to believe that the issue that she had in her body amen, once she began to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, guess what? Those 12 years that she suffered and went through, it was going to all come to an end. People of God, our issues can come to an end. Areas that we need healing for. And once we do that, then the healing will begin. Amen. So I'm going to go right now. I'm going to open up the lines, and I told you all I ain't had nothing wrong today. Couldn't go there today. But God wants us to have some open dialogue because we have some hurting people. Who knows this young lady that committed suicide? Who knows what issues that she was dealing with? Apparently, she didn't have or didn't feel comfortable or confident enough to go and lay these issues out, to go and counsel with someone. That's why my Bible tells me that in the multitude of counselors, God, I bless you today, in the multitude of counselors, Minister Peggy, there is safety. Why would we, Mother Charity, and I'm going to just ask Mother, and then I'm going to go to Minister Peggy, and then I'm going to go to Mother, then I'll go to Prophetess Darlene, Minister Aaron, and Prophetess Vanessa. We only have a few people on the line today. We're dealing with a heavy subject here today, healing for our issues. And Mother, if you have confidence and you respect and honor and reverence your pastor, yes, and you an issue arise, and you know it's something that you need some answers for. You know you just can't handle that situation by yourself. That's why the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And if you are sitting up under a man or woman of God, I don't think nothing drastic. I don't think there's nothing bad, drastic, or indifferent or otherwise that can happen in your life. And you have a relationship with your pastor, your leader, and you don't feel comfortable enough and have the respect and the love for them to share with them what you're going through, where you can receive wise counsel. Then who do we go to?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
He said, how can they hear the Bible say, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except God sent him? We all have to be accountable to somebody.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Jesus is the Jesus. Jesus has to, he is the mediator between us and God.
That's right.
And we pray, we ask God, we ask Jesus to take our petition to God. He said, me and my Father are one.
That's what he said.
Ain't no difference. Me and my Father are one. But I am your mediator. I was sent to redeem the world back, to redeem man back to God. I was. So you think God just sent me in? Guess what? You're going to have a petition and you got to come through me.
Praise the Lord.
I was there at the name of Jesus. Not at the name of God, at the name of Jesus, and I'm not dishonoring God. Because Jesus is God's Son. Hallelujah. He was manifested through Jesus. Amen. But Jesus said, I thought it not highway robbery to be equal with God. But he said, I took on the form. He said, I took on the form.
That's what he said.
I humbled myself. I came in the form of a man, and I humbled myself unto the cross. How y'all know that scripture? This is not my Bible. So we take our petition to Jesus, and then Jesus take it before God.
That's right.
How y'all, somebody say, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going right on to God. Well, God say, ain't no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He said,
no
the name of Jesus,
no
every
other
knee
name
shall bow, and every
That's
tongue
right
shall confess. Amen. We're talking about healing for our issues. And if you all have anything that you want to share today that would enlighten our audience, Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There's healing today for our issues.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For our issues. So we're just so happy to have Minister Peggy Jones with us, Elder Peggy Jones with us today, all the way out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Beautiful woman of God, young woman of God. Hallelujah. Call the young because it's
yes,
called. She's not very, very young, but amen. Anybody younger than me, y'all strong. Amen. Anybody younger than mother, y'all strong. Amen. So we're going to go to Elder Peggy Jones right now, and then we're going to come to Mother Charity and just give us y'all viewpoints, anything you would like to share with us today. Go right ahead. We're talking about healing for our issues.
Amen. As I would prophet, listening to you, I thought about 1 Samuel. I went to it and wanted to make sure I had it right. I thought about 1 Samuel 16:7, and it reads, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. So God sees not as man sees. For man looks at our appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I used to have a problem with people looking. I used to say people didn't know me, don't know me, they don't know my heart, they don't know the heart. They look at the outer appearance, and my outer appearance may seem a little rugged sometimes, or I may seem like I'm standoffish or I'm not approachable. I pray a lot of times for that. I said, Lord, you get me out of my comfort zone. Allow me to be, with me to look approachable, because I want to look like, you know, that somebody can come to me and ask for stuff. But I'm so thankful that God does not look at the outer appearance as man. He looks at the heart. And then I said, Lord, why do you look at the heart? Because he looks at the heart because he knows that's where your treasure is, where your heart is. That he knows that if we are very emotional people, we love easy, we love hard, and he knows that if we got it in our heart, then it's something dear to us, you know. But at the same time, on the other end of that, loving easy, loving hard, we also hurt easy, we hurt hard, you know.
Come on,
I listened to you talk about church people getting hurt, and you may not even believe. Well, this is what happened to me. I was in a situation once at a church, and God showed me. Thank you, Lord. He showed me the Good Samaritan, and he showed me the whole situation with the Good Samaritan, the man on the side of the road, and he said to me, the Good Samaritan did just a little bit above what he's supposed to do, because they didn't mix together. Those two nationalities weren't supposed to help each other. But normally a man see a man down, he pick him up. That was just normal. But the thing about it was, no one ever talks about the man that got beat down and left on the side of the road. We talk about the priest that walked beside him and kept going. We talk about the deacon that said that walked beside him and kept going. And we talk about the Good Samaritan, but nobody talks about the man that was beat up on the side of the road and left. And I asked the question. I asked a question, then I was going through something. I asked the pastor, I said, Pastor, what happens when you are the person that picked that person up? I mean, you come down, and you come down with the same thing they come down with.
All right.
You're the one that ministered to them, but then in turn, they turn around and do you dirt, and you got to be ministered to. What happens is the issues of the heart, because you know what? The issues of the heart. It'll get you in situations that you be like, man, I said I wasn't going to do this again. I wasn't going to do this. But if you love the Lord, you don't have a say when you're going to help, when you're not going to help, when you're going to love, when you're not going to love. We can't pick and choose who we're going to love. We can't pick and choose who we're going to help. You know, the heart matter, issues of the heart. We see hurt. And guess what we're supposed to do as ministers, as women of children of God? We're supposed to help with the issue. I got to look past the hurt. I got to look past the fact that you talked about me last week. I got to look past the fact that you scandalized my name last year. I got to look past the fact that you owe me some money and you died to me. I got to look past that. I got to look at the issue is this person is hurting. The issue is she's standing in need of a prayer. She's standing in need to be helped. And who am I to judge when I want to get that help out and when I'm not? You
Come
know?
On, you preach
and y'all
it.
Have to deal with You know, he had to deal with me on the issue because guess what? I got an issue too. So I don't
Come
want you. If you and I may not always see eye to eye. I, you may be able to help me in my issue. I don't want what's going on between you and I keep you from helping me. So
come on, come on. You're talking
stop
good.
Helping somebody else because I got an issue. You know.
All right.
And
all
when
right.
I saw that on the Facebook page, the issues of the heart. I was like, man. I tell people all the time, and I'm going to go ahead and close. I tell people all the time, I said, when you pray for me, I want you to put me in your heart.
Come on,
and
man.
My husband just said, what you say? I said, when you pray for me, I want you to put me in your heart. Because if you got me in your heart, the Bible said he would give you the desires of your heart. So when your desires start being met, that means he's going to meet my needs. You see, that heart, it's something deep. It's something deep. We don't realize it's our heart that keep us from being. It's our heart that keep us from being healed. Why? Because we're emotional. We let people dictate how we're going to feel on today. They say something negative to us. Oh, man, we're already mad. That heart. Start praying about our heart. And as you say, guard our heart, because guess what? Satan knows that he can get us through our heart. Let him do something to one of them children. That's your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be ready to go down there, pull them earrings off, because that's your heart.
You're messing with my offspring now, my baby.
And you're sitting on the other side of it. How powerful would we be if we guard our heart and don't let different things get it in our heart?
Come on.
He can't
say that.
Attack us with our heart. You see what I'm saying? He can't attack us with our heart. They say, doesn't know how to get to you because they see how you respond. That's the same with the devil. He see how you responded to things, so he's going to keep bringing same issue. Keep bringing that same issue. It's in your heart.
Wow. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Minister Peggy. We appreciate that. Woo, Jesus, guard your heart. Guard your heart.
Guard
amen,
your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah,
thank you.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
for
God.
I thank you for this broadcast. I speak financial blessing. I speak healing over your life. I speak restitution everywhere your feet tread, everywhere your hand put to work to do for this ministry.
Jesus.
I speak increase right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, show yourself mighty. You said in your word, Psalms 115-14, that God want to increase us more and more. You and your children.
Yes,
he said in the Psalms 115-14. He wants to increase us. He wants to bless us.
Thank
you, Jesus. I speak blessings over this broadcast right now in the name. That's connected to this divine connection. I bind Satan that may be able to come against you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind Satan against the finances in the name of Jesus. I just say thank you for this opportunity to be on this call.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I receive it, too. Pastor Peggy, I receive it. Hey, I'm going to see you. I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will never forget us. Hallelujah. Guard your heart.
Hallelujah.
We have to have love. We have to have compassion. Amen. We have to always be looked upon as we are the victims. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're the victor. Amen. So you're not the only one being victimized. You know, and that's what we play sometimes. I'm the victim. Somebody always doing you something. But we never see when we are the ones that are being the ones perpetrating some of this junk. And it's garbage. God, it's time for us to come together, people of God. The Bible said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to the flight. It's time for if anybody ought to be unified, it's the people of God. If anybody ought to have some strength, it's the people of God. If anybody is able to declare and decree, it should be us. Amen. Amen. Mother, God bless you, Ella Peggy. It's so good to have you with us today. You have been
ma'am.
An encouragement to me today. Amen. We're going to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I certainly have enjoyed those words, amen, spoken, amen, today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
About issues of our heart. praise the Lord, and that's where it all stems from. And, you know, we do have to guard it. I tell you, we have to be careful of what enters into it. Amen. Mm. Because our heart, the Lord said, is deceitful above all things.
Yes.
And
desperately
wicked.
Yes.
We don't like to hear that term, you know.
Come
but
on,
see,
yes.
The Lord tells it just like it is. Yeah,
there
right. We cannot trust. Anything as such, you know, where we think, oh, yeah, well, my heart, you know, this and that, I said it from my heart, I did. But see, the Lord knows that you really did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the very emotions of your heart. The Lord, he knows it all, praise the Lord. And
that's
we
right.
do have to be very careful about what we say. And I know as Adrian Bernard was speaking concerning about like confession, amen, and you should, if your leader, he or she, is over you and things that you need to speak about to her or him and confess it, how you need to trust your leader, because the Lord lets you to know he gave you a leader. This is God's will for you to have a leader. You just not just going helter-skelter out there by yourself. You got somebody who watches for your soul.
That's
praise
right.
God. And they're supposed to be interested in your well-being. And you're not supposed to hesitate if you know something is wrong or something you need to discuss. Go to your leader and discuss it and get it together and get it right.
Get
the right
all
kind
right,
of understanding. Hallelujah. And get the right kind of get the right kind of understanding for your problem. You know what? One time it was a sister, and she was an older sister, older than me at that time. And so she was asking me, she had called me up and we had got in a conversation, and she was telling me how she had this some kind of issue that she was dealing with. And so when she got through telling me what it was all about, then after that she says, I don't know, I cannot have no rest. Look like she said, it comes up all the time and it troubles me. So I asked her, you know, when she told me what the problem was, I said, well, have you gone to your leader? She said, no, I was scared to go to him. I said, oh, no. I said, you're not to be afraid of him. He ain't no bear or nothing. I said, the Lord has put him in that position. So if anything goes wrong, you can go to your leader and trust in your leader to give you advice on what to do to get it right. And I told the sister when she had discussed with me, and I says, what that is unconfessed sin. It was unconfessed sin. Something happened to her way, way back in her life. But the Lord wanted her to get that thing straight. That's why it kept popping up. And so finally I said, when we get off the phone, you call the leader right now. And I said, that let him know what you told me. Let him know about it. And he would give you advice what to do. And I said, I guarantee you it'll be just like a ton of bricks that come up off of you. And I said, call him right now. I said, you could talk to your leader. You're supposed to talk with him. And you're supposed to have trust in him. And he would advise you what to do. And so sure enough, I said, and then you call me back. I want you to do it right now. Don't put it off. I said, because the enemy, see, have you where, you know, you get it cold again and don't want to say nothing.
That's still bothering
you. I said, so you call him right now. And sure enough, she did. Bless her heart.
All right.
And she got that thing straight, and he talked with her and everything. And she said, Sister Charity, she says, I feel like $1 million. She said, I feel light. I feel so good. She said, worrying that I got that straightened out, just like you said. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that she did, because it wasn't too long after that she passed away. She had that burden on her heart, and she got that straightened out. Praise the Lord.
That is straight.
See, that's what we have to do, because the Lord let us know that that heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He said, who can know it but God?
Who can know it?
Yeah, who can know it but God? Hallelujah. Mm. We don't know our heart. We think we do sometimes.
That's
right, but we don't. So I thank the Lord, amen, for this lesson today and these, because we need this. We need this. Mm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. And God bless
Glory
you. And y'all pray for us now in Jesus' name.
Amen. That was beautiful, Mother. That was beautiful. And then, you know, if we don't get these things off of, Jesus can come any day.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
And, you know, Mother said that sister got that off for her and then later on she went on to be with the Lord. Now,
yeah,
that one thing could have caused her to miss her seat in heaven.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that, Mother. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene David.
God bless you. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless everyone.
Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord. Praise Hallelujah. You. What a mighty God we serve. I give honor to God on this afternoon. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard. I give honor to the elder that's on. I give honor to Mother and each and every person that's on and each and every person that's going to go in the archives later. I just thank God for this topic. Thank God as you were talking about the heart, and I was saying, Lord, what would you have me to say? Because it's a lot that can be said, but I said, what would you have me to say? And as I heard the elder and as I heard Mother, thank God for each and every one of your words so far. And what came to my mind before you began to speak, Evangelist, when you said that you were going to have an open forum? James chapter 3, verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses, my brothers. These things ought not to be. And I began to think about when you said your brother, and I know when people do get drunk, they say, you know, what's in their heart and their mind, what they wanted to say, but they get enough courage when they get the alcohol in your system. But I begin to think about, what about when you're sober and you speak things that you shouldn't speak?
All right.
Like when you're in the fivefold ministry and you're the pastor and you're speaking curses over the sheep, when you're wounding the sheep, woe to the pastor that wound the sheep. And I begin to think about sometimes we say things out of our mouth that can be very hurtful and detrimental and can really upset someone and really affect their ministry, affect their life. And it has been some things that people had to say, and I took in my spirit, and I shouldn't have took in my spirit that they said that preached over me, and because they were hurt, because their issues, they hadn't got delivered from their issues. Hurt people sometimes hurt people. And I began to think about, God, help me not to hurt anyone, to show love and compassion, even when I'm preaching or even when I'm teaching or even when I'm praying, even if you tell me to say, you know, whatever, thus says the Lord. And sometimes the word that God may give me may be cutting, but I say, even with the cut, help me to heal afterward. Help me to encourage and to speak love. And so we should not be speaking blessings out of one part of our mouth and then curses out of the other part of our mouth, especially as leaders. We got to be very careful, you know, and get delivered from our issues and the things that's bothering us like never before. We got to get delivered because God is soon to come back. And he's not pleased with a lot of things that people are saying out their mouths and things that they're doing, and they are over people. So I thank God for this ministry that you speak love, that you speak encouragement, that you speak the word, you don't make up things that's not in the Bible. And what I want to say today, for those that's not speaking the word, and there's no one on here at this time, to God be the glory, but if someone is going to hear or look at this in the archives and hear this, that God is saying it's time out for just sitting around with those same issues. It's time to let it go. It's time to get healed, that you can heal somebody else. Because if you can't get healed, you can't help nobody else. I can be having an issue all day, all year, all month, all for years and years. But I can tell you about the issue. But if I never let go and let God deliver me from that issue, then I will be throwing that issue on you, bringing it out. And I won't want to do that. I don't want to do anything to hurt God's people. We got to realize that it's God's people are special. And we got to care for them and love them and speak blessings in their life.
Blessings.
You know,
all
when I was a child, people have spoke negative things in my life. And I believed it. And for a long time, I had to get delivered from that and realize I am
delivered.
Who God said I am.
I
am who God said I am. And I should have what God said I should have. And I had blessings over my own life, and God told me that I was a prophet, that I had to speak the word, that I had to speak over my own life and cancel out those things that people said about me and other people.
All right.
So sometimes we got to just cancel out those things that's been said to us, things that we had had in our heart and our mind. And it's a sad thing when you're sober and you're speaking negativity. It's a sad thing when you're not delivered and you're pushing your issue on someone else. So I'm saying the body of Christ, we got
to
get it right. We got
to
speak love.
Yes.
We got to love our enemies, those that spitefully use us. We got to pray for them. We got to love them. It's easy for me to love you, Evangelist. It's so easy. But can I love that one that stabbed me in my back? That one that told me I would never be nothing. Can I love that pastor that talked about me on the pulpit? That one that said I would never be nothing, that I was not a prophet, and then said I was, and then said I wasn't, and back and forth, because they were confused in their mind. I didn't realize I thought it was me. But I said, they're confused, because one day you say I am, and the next day you said I ain't. But God said, see, I'm showing you, put no confidence in man. You are who I said you are. So man don't say you that. I said, I called you. They didn't call you. So I had to realize that was one of my issues. I had to realize it wasn't about, I had too much confidence in man, especially when they had a higher title than I thought they were right all the time. But sometimes they're not right because they haven't got the So I'm saying love everyone. Those that's not right, get it right. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we get delivered from every issue, everything that will keep us from going forward in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
I pray right
now,
God, that we come as one body, one mind, one spirit.
Yes,
I pray right now that you be able to come down in the spirit, that it be like in the Acts, the book of Acts, that we don't have no isms and schisms and backbiting, no jealousy, but we come together, hey, my Shanda, in one accord, and do what you called us to do, God, and stop wasting time, God. In the name of Jesus, let us stop wasting time. Let us love our brother and sister. Let us be careful who we say out of our mouth. Oh, God, let our hearts be right towards our brother and sister, towards the people not coming into the kingdom because of the way we act in her. Move out the foolish thoughts in us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us become one and love one another in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for this ministry that show love, that talk love, that preach love, that live love, in the name of Jesus. Keep us loving one another. Keep us on one accord, God. Let us fall down your spirit on this line every day, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we praise you. And we give you honor. And I agree with the elder to pray that she prayed for evangelists. Hallelujah. But she's been faithful over two things. You're making a rule over many. And we thank you right now. And it is so. Hallelujah. And we come against every assignment, every attack that will try to bring issues on this line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we praise you, God, right now. Fix us, God. Whatever needs to be fixed in us, God. Fix us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you today, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, Lord, you know, issues is something that demands our consideration and our attention. It demands that we have to put a demand on what we're going through. Other than that, we won't be in a position, as Pastor Peggy, as Elder Peggy said, we won't be in a position to help nobody else. Amen.
That's right.
We have to position ourselves, and we have to get healing where we can be able to distribute the same healing that God has given us. Amen. It takes something, yes. Hallelujah, to think about somebody else other than yourself. It takes something, hallelujah, to say, Lord, hallelujah, I've been delivered, and they're going through the same thing that I have overcome. Now I'm going to extend my hand, and I'm going to teach them, and I'm going to show them how God allowed me to overcome, how I was able to get my healing. Amen, amen. We all go through different, some of us go through some of the same challenges. Amen, but we handle them differently. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
So we praying for God to continue to do what nobody else can do but God. You know, as I was studying this morning, I looked at the scripture where, you know, the man asked Jesus, said, now, what is the greatest commandment? Amen.
Uh-huh.
What is the greatest commandment? And Jesus
yeah.
began to elaborate, and he began to say, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy body, with all thy soul. And then he said, the second commandment is to love your neighbor as thyself.
All right.
He said, on these two commandments,
hallelujah,
God, on these two commandments rest all the law. Amen. That's what it rests upon. It rests
yeah.
upon loving one another. It
yeah.
rests upon, hallelujah, being kind to one another, having compassion for one
Thank
another,
you,
considering
Jesus.
One another. Amen.
Oh,
if your neighbor is in need and need some sugar or some butter or something, and you're able to help, and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you?
That's
Amen.
What
That's
saying.
What he said. On these two commandments, what, hallelujah, what two commandments are the greatest?
Yeah.
And what we have to know is love. Jesus said, when love have I drawn them, hallelujah,
oh,
love will conquer all. Amen. But don't nobody want to hear from you. They don't want to hear about what you went through if you going to deliver it without love. Hey, if I'm going to listen to your testimony and you're going to share with me how to overcome something I'm going through, you can't have no attitude. You can't have
Amen.
No agenda. You can't come to me looking cross-eyed because your friends have told you something that you haven't even experienced, something
Thank
that you
Lord.
Don't even know to be valid, and then you're going to hold that in my mouth, hold that in your heart, and then try to come. Please, come on. Let's get. It's time to quit playing church.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I have 100 things that I could do on Sunday besides going to the house of the Lord and playing any game.
Yeah.
Amen. When I go
Amen.
To the house of God, I'm going because I'm reverencing God. I'm going
Hallelujah.
To praise and worship my Lord and Savior. I'm going to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. I'm going, amen, to fellowship with my brothers and my sisters because God told me in his word to fail not to assemble myself. So I'm going, hallelujah,
yes,
to receive
yes.
some encouragement, to receive
Thank you,
some
Jesus.
Lifting up of my soul. My soul needs to be lifted up. I need to hear the word of God. The Bible says faith don't come by reading. Faith come by hearing.
Hearing
the word
yes.
of God. So I'm not going to see what you got on. I'm not going to, none of this crazy stuff. I'm not going to be entertained because when I walk through those doors, I have thanksgiving in my heart because I'm remembering
Amen.
What God has done for me. I'm remembering where he's brought me from.
Oh,
Do
yes.
you think I returned to New Orleans to play games? I could have stayed in California if I wanted to play games. I came here to turn the city upside down. How you going to accomplish that, Sister Adrian? By telling everybody I meet about a man, hallelujah, that turned my life around.
Lord.
Somebody that the same Lord that did it for me, you can make him your Lord and Savior. The same Lord that brought me out of the streets of New Orleans. The same Lord that caused me not to do a life sentence in prison. The same God that took bud wives and all this other crazy stuff. That's the smoking and all of that. Yeah. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me get to Aaron and Prophetess Vanessa. But I tell you, when I met my Uncle Winston in Los Angeles, I've been told this story before, but God was dealing with me, and I had never met him, but my grandmother said, you go and meet my nephew. He's going to help you. And I tell you, it was something about that name. He didn't tell me nothing about Jesus. He didn't share the gospel of Jesus Christ with me. We just talked about family. And I said, Lord, how in the world I'm going to sit with this man for 2 or 3 hours? I was smoking cigarettes. I needed a cigarette. How am I going to get through this? But do you know the Lord allowed me to get through it? Because God was dealing with
Thank
me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He didn't bring me to Los Angeles for me to get back in my mess. He brought me there to save my life.
Thank
and when
you,
I went
Lord.
Back
Hallelujah.
To my aunt's house, I tried to pick up a cigarette. It made me sick. That day that I met Uncle Winston, God took the cigarette taste out of my mouth. Don't tell me if you don't if you make up your
oh,
mind
yes,
time,
yes,
if you
yes,
make
Lord,
up your mind
you.
That for the Lord
thank
I live and for the Lord I die, God will take everything out. He'll take it away, and he can do
yes,
it instantly. For some people, it may take a process. It may take a little while longer than others. But I tell you, if you your mind is made up and your heart is ready, all you got to do is say, Lord, remove it from me. God will
yes.
do it for you instantly. It don't take God all day to act.
Uh-uh.
It don't take
oh,
God
no.
all day to answer your petition and your request.
Hallelujah.
But you have to have a made-up mind. You have to have a made up mind. You wonder why people go to church and get the Holy Ghost. They go because their mind is made up. I was there 2 months tearing for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't know I could just open up my mouth and speak. I didn't know because that's what they did back then. You know, you had to go to tearing service. But,
right.
honey, I tell you, at one Monday, tearing service was on Monday
Hallelujah.
Night. And one Monday, Minister Peggy and Mother Charity, Prophet Dolly, one Monday, I fasted that Monday, and I was determined. I said, I'm going to church tonight. I'm going to Karen's service, and I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. But what
yeah.
happened was the person that was over that Karen's service had planted a negative seed in my mind. And
oh,
do you know that seed
oh my.
Affected me, Mother? Do
yeah.
you know I couldn't get the Holy Ghost when that person was there? But that Monday, the Lord had it when it was not there. There was
All
a
right.
vacation or something. And so me and the Lord was working in conjunction with one another. The Lord
yeah.
already knew she wasn't going to be there. Hallelujah. And I had made up in my mind that I didn't care who was there. I made up in my mind, I'm going to get this Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy Ghost.
I couldn't live right without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Talk right without the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Never sinless. I don't know how people can live right without the Holy Ghost.
Can't
you
do
need
it. Can't do
power.
It.
The Bible says after the Holy Ghost comes,
after the Holy
then
Ghost
you
come.
Shall receive power.
Power. Hallelujah.
No power, Minister Aaron.
Yeah.
You have no power to live right. I know I was a sinner. The
Thank
only
you, Lord.
Thing to help me live
right.
right was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Well, glory to God. So God took the taste of cigarettes out of my mouth. And that's just a testimony to encourage somebody.
We need the Holy Ghost.
I tell people, honey, before the baptism, all of that is the package. Oh, but you better get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you can't do warfare without the Holy Ghost.
Can't do
it's
it.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Guess what? Mother just quoted
you got
the
to be empowered.
The heart is deceitful. You have to be empowered. You have
oh,
to
yeah.
be empowered. You have to know how to speak to that devil and say, get thee behind me.
Yes,
you don't
indeed.
Have no power to resist the devil, then he's not going to flee from you.
Oh, he's not.
You can't just say it. You got to say it with power and authority.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Bless your name, Minister Aaron, and then Prophet Gamble. Hi,
you
the
yeah,
little
you
pre- CA.
I was going to let you go on. I was going to let you go on. You was in the spirit. I was
going
to let you go on because I didn't know what to say. I was going to let you go
Thank
on.
Thank you, Jesus.
God was dealing with you heavy because
oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
That's something. what you talking about, I didn't know what to say. I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. When you start talking, and the Lord took me all the way from yesterday on Mother's Day when I rolled past one of my friends that wasn't saved. He was calling himself an enemy against me. He didn't like me in the world. So I rolled past the house, went over to my sister's house, and came back. Lord told me to go back over there. Then he had another friend outside with him. I went over there and seen him. Talked to him. We talked. Kicked it. He was so happy to see me. He was just smiling and all this and that. And he called himself a Christian.
Thank you, Lord.
He called himself a Christian but drinking. So I sat up there between them two when they was drinking, but he went in the house. And I didn't know what God had me there for. And then his friend was out there. I knew back in the day because I used to dance and all back in the day, pop locking and waving when they was out in back in the 80s. And they knew me from that. But God never let me go famous in that type of lifestyle. But I ended up talking to him and kicking it with the guy.
What was that?
Pop locking and the all that stuff, waving and stuff.
Yeah,
I was good in my day. Yeah, I was doing all that. And I was selling drugs.
You
know, I was hanging. He said, I remember you used to dance and all that, and then a friend came back out again. The guy didn't like me. We came up and we started talking. He said, man, you look so good. I had my suit on and all that. He said, you look nice. Man, you look good. What you been doing lately? I said, I've been out there winning them souls. That's what I've been doing.
Come
I said,
on,
I've been doing the work for the Lord. I said, I got a picture right here. One of my friends got baptized at this church. I showed her the picture. I said, yeah, I know Mo. He's because he used to be big time out there. And he said, yeah, he got getting his life. I said, yeah, he got baptized, but he's going to get filled with the Holy Ghost, the power where he needs. I said, sometimes
come
we
on.
Don't think we need that. That's what we need. So I was
praise
in there talking to him
Lord,
and sitting down.
The Lord.
So I was, and the other brother was talking to him, and then he went back in the house, and that's when God had me to talk to that guy. I said, I didn't know what I was doing. I told the guy, I said, what church you go to? He said, I don't go to church, Aaron. He said, I used to. He said, I moved up here from down here from Hawaii. He said, I moved back from Honolulu. I got a divorce from my wife. And that's when the Lord started breaking. Then I started talking to him about Jesus Christ. He said, man,
look
Mo got baptized. I said, yeah, he got baptized. I said, that's what you need. I said, God will clean you up. I said, you know you have a calling in your life, but you're running. He looked at me and said, how did you know that? I said, God is showing me you. And we just started talking some more. And then the guy let my friend stay in the house about a good 10 minutes. And then I started breaking him. Then the Lord told me to pray for him. I prayed for that young brother. He couldn't believe it. I almost cried. I could feel it on him. But I was praying for him. He told me, thank you. Gave him a hug. And God was just moving in a powerful way in the last and even days. You do got to have that. I told him, you got to have that Holy Ghost to stop you from
the
I said, God want to clean you up. But sometimes I've been asking God, I said, Lord, that's the only way you're going to get these type of people in the world. I said, you got
come
to know how
now.
To, you got to, when you get these people can't get in, just be a born-again Christian. That's not, I mean, that's good, but you got to go to that next level.
Yeah.
But that's the power you want from God to get on,
on
the devil's territory. Like if you, my cousin, they want me to come to New Orleans, the way in any of these big cities you're going, to get out there in the world and the devil's being, you got to have some power. You can't just come up here just talk. And plus, you got to be, Lord, deal with the ones been out in the world, like I said before. You got to been in that lifestyle. I'm finna tell you, you never knew, but I used to get high. I smoked weed. I used to sell weed, sell crack cocaine.
Lord.
I used to be out there in the 80s. Lord. Mother Chance didn't even know when I come to the National Convention, they called me the Pentecost, the Playboy. I was all that. But my mother would take me to the convention, never knew I was like that. I would bring drugs to the convention.
Lord,
and I had sell weed out around in the convention. They would never know. Because I had
sure
did it smooth. But God, that's what I said. I thank God for taking me from all,
look
you know, letting me go through all that situation. Sometimes God allows some things to happen for you so you can have you have to have a testimony. You know
come
what I'm saying?
Now.
You got to have a test for a testimony. You got to have a testimony. God allows you to have a testimony. And thank God for using my calling because sometimes these folks don't know, you know, these last days the Lord is coming, but some things you have to go through. But I thank God for stopping by that house, gave that brother that card. He said he's going to call me. You want to go to church with me because
God
been leading me around this situation. Now, one of the mothers on this line prophesied on me last year. She told me, and it came to pass, period. She said, God's going to use it through young people. She said, you're going to meet a lot of young generation. And that's what I've been meeting lately, young generation.
The Lord, praise the Lord.
Looking up to me. I told these guys, and I'm going to get off, I told these guys, I said, I told the brother yesterday at church, I said, you ain't going to get
these souls nowadays if you out there partying with these young generations. That's
no,
whole
you can't do it.
I said, you're not going to
do it.
Getting high, smoking, and drinking with them, and you 47 years old, and they 22 years old and 18, because they making money now, and they thinking, you can't tell me what to do, old man. You ain't making, look at me driving this Bentley, I'm driving this, I got to get in the BMW, I'm driving this, I'm living in this house, I'm in, they ain't going to listen to that. Only way they going to listen to you if you being baptized, filled with this Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues.
Praise
the
Lord.
Power of anointing in your life, that you've been there and did that, that's the only way you're going to reach them type of young generation. You ain't got none of his recipe of being born, I mean being anointed by God and the call in your life, you're not going to get them. Now, age and the reason why God is using you to New Orleans, you have, it's not because you, because what you done been through and all that, that's good too, but the anointing in your life, because there's too many people that been to New Orleans and got chances, ain't doing what God's telling them to do. They get that money, oh, it's like a different spirit. Because it ain't God, it's a different spirit on them. But God is using your calling because you not you done been there and did that. You done had, you done seen money. You done seen this, you done seen that. But you're not looking out there. You looking for souls. And then you're doing the work for the Lord through souls. So God is going to open more powerful doors for you because you're about souls. Not just souls in the world. You're not just dealing with souls in the world. You're dealing with souls in your family. Your family.
In my family, that's right. That's
them
right.
The ones God is calling for, the ones in your family. You're dealing with souls in your family. That's the ones God is dealing in the last and evil days, because we looking at, we ain't fasting for us and fasting for the souls out the world. We looking for the souls in our family, because we got a lot of souls in the family need to be delivered. Been through the same situation you've been through, worse, sir, to this young generation. But God is going to use your calling. Nobody going to get to him. I'm talking about nobody going to get to him in New Orleans, cause, but you. If I would have went to New Orleans and you were still in California, I couldn't get to him. Because you didn't go to the dream, the vision that God gave to you to come home. Now I can go that way. Now other folks can go that way to
thank you, Chief,
to help on your team.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be doing a tornado warning.
I like that.
God is gonna do a tornado warning in your calling. Tornado warning. Because we try to warn
them over here now.
We try to warn them, but they're not listening.
Yes,
so that's what's about to happen. So, and what you was preaching and teaching this earlier today about guarding your heart. We do got to guard our heart, because it's hard to see. You have to go through those situations when you're through your enemies and all that.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to go to your brother if you have an art with him. You don't do that. You ain't gonna get. You can. You don't. And the thing is, we don't do that. You're right. Some things we don't do. We think we just gonna go on a vision anyway, and then God will forgive my heart. God understands me, so it's all right. But no, you got to go. And see, and then the thing is, you can go that route, but you still won't. God can use you, but He won't use you. He'll use you, but He won't use you. He won't use you what you want Him. Like Lord, when He said seek the kingdom and all this righteousness, everything below, you won't get that because you didn't go to your or your sister for the art that you have. And once you do that, clear, then God can start opening doors for you. But He's not going to give it to anybody. He's going to give it to the person can handle. But there's so many false prophets and so much different evangelists and women, men, all of them, they messing up. But God has brought God and hid us.
Oh, Lord, help us.
God hid us in a time like this.
Hallelujah.
The thunder and the lightning, he heard us, he's thunder, like he's bringing us on the spot because time is winding up. Not just because time is winding up, it's time to make a change. It's time to do what's right and what you're doing.
That's right.
God is about to move in your behalf. And whoever's on this line with you, I don't care, men or women, whoever's on this line that's helping you. Not just, we ain't on this line to get on this line to be talking good and like that God be good to me. So somebody going to bless me. And no, we on this line because God put us on here. We didn't put us on there. That's why we on here, to do what God wants us to do. I didn't know what I to say, but God can speak it up. Oh, my Lord. But I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy. And then the Lord put in my spirit, your sister going to be getting out soon this year. So get ready. That's all. Get ready, because she's about to get off. She's about to come home. She's about to come home. The shackles off her feet. She's about to dance. The Lord put that in my spirit to tell you she's going to be coming home sometime this year. I don't know what month, but all the Lord told me to tell you is get ready. Start praising
you,
Lord. Start wishing them out.
Hallelujah.
You know, before it even come to pass, just start praising Him.
Hallelujah.
Just start looking.
Thank you, God.
I told you before. Look for them homes. Because the reason why you got to look for them homes, and I don't mean to speak it on this line, but you got to look for them homes because you got a big job. God got a big job for you to do.
Thank you, Lord.
It looks like it's a lot. It's a big, but it's not. Because one day is 1,000 years with God.
Yes.
And the thing is, he's got a big job for you to do. And you ain't seen nothing yet. That's all.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And God is about to bring some things coming true in your life.
I receive it, Aaron. God bless you. I love you, too. Amen.
And if I don't, and I don't talk to y'all again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. The latest Mother's Day on him. God bless.
All right, cousin.
Love you.
Woo, Jesus. I received that. Amen. We're going to Prophetess Vanessa Gambrell, and then we see Sister Amy on the line. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene to pray for the family that experienced that loss on today. Their last name, Sister Amy told me, is Petrosky. So let's go to Prophetess Gamble, and then we'll come back to Prophetess Darlene. Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody. I was sitting here thinking about, I said, Lord, what would you have me to say? And I was listening to everyone and that they were speaking, and my heart went out to everyone, and I started thinking back on things that were so negative. And I said, God, I said, you know what? I said, we're talking about heart issues. I said, but the heart issues came from one thought that was planted in each and every person's mind or the testimony that they gave or what they spoke on. It took one thought, and that thought was toxic that caused damage to your people, that made your people not quite want to do or coming to the will of God at a certain time, or they backed up, or they walked away or turned away. And I start thinking about people that I've come encounter with that turned away from God and went into drugs and alcohol and different other matters. And I said, God, what would you have me to say? And God said, we need to start teaching and guiding people that when you hear and you know that they have an issue of the heart, tell them to take an inventory of their heart. Sit down, write what is positive and what is negative in their thoughts, because it starts with the thought that was planted in them. And as they begin to write and take the inventory, they'll see where this negative thought is coming from. And once that happens, they'll be able to identify it and reject it out of their spirit. See, this is something... When the scripture said to God our hearts, but it's things that we need to do to God our hearts. We can't just read the scripture and don't give instructions. We're telling the people to guard their heart, but many people are not willing to say, well, I don't know how to guard my heart. And they're thinking that if we just tell them that they ought to know what we're talking about. But go a step further. Tell them how to guard their heart, the things they need to do to guard their heart. And if you don't know, ask God to give you and to teach you how to speak to these people, because it's going to be people that come to us because, see, you didn't go through that hurt, that pain, that disappointment, that letdown for nothing. You went through it so you could teach somebody else and tell them this
tell
is what
someone
you
else.
Do this is the destiny of all takes for you to be an overcomer and be victorious. So go with that first in our teaching and our talking and our comforting and giving love to take the time to explain in detail. These are the things that need to happen to guard your heart so the issue will not stay, but you'll know how to identify it and reject it. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for
amen.
That. Prophetess Vanessa, you're right. We need to be taught. Amen. And that's definitely something that's needed across the board in every area to be taught.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let me go and see if my sister Dawn. God bless you, Dawn. Are you off work today? Amen. Dawn? Okay. She's on the line. Amen. I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene, and let's open up the line with Sister Amy and see if she'd like to share anything with us. God bless you, Sister Amy. So good to see you today.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I can't hardly talk. I lost my voice like 2 days ago, and I got laryngitis, so I can't hardly talk. So I'm sorry.
Bless
but,
Jesus. Bless
him. I've been going through a whole lot this week, and Miss Darlene has really helped me a lot, and I'm sorry I'm breaking down. It just seems like everybody around me is dying, and my best friend, her daughter, they found her dead yesterday. She was hanging in a tree, and she kept saying that she was going to kill herself, and
nobody believed it.
So her mom went outside yesterday morning and found her in a tree, and it's just, it just seems like everything is going, when you think everything's going right, everything is just going all wrong.
Oh, Lord.
And it just seems like everything and everybody, and it's like, I'm sorry.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, help my God. Lord, give us strength, Lord, Jesus.
It's just like yesterday for Mother's Day, my children, they did not even call me or anything.
Oh, Mother's
Day. Like,
oh, praise the Lord, Jesus.
I don't understand, you know, my
son, his wife is
just, she hates me, and I don't have to kill her. And she just, like, runs him, and I haven't seen my grandbaby in 3 years, and they just have a new baby, and I can't. And so I'm just, it's just my
family. Oh, God, help, Lord.
Well, we're gonna intercede right now. We're going to intercede right now. Hallelujah, Prophet Darlene. We're going to go forth and intercede. We don't really hear your cry. You don't even have to
really
know what the situation is. So,
hallelujah.
We're touching and agreeing, everybody on this line.
Oh,
right
yes,
now.
Lord.
We want to touch and agree right now as Prophet Darlene go forth. But amen. And you know, no more sign of patrocity. Family. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We magnify you right now, God.
Lord,
we
in the name
you,
of Jesus,
we lift you up, God.
Oh,
we call on your name, God. No
Lord,
name,
we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
We come right now, God,
oh,
in the name
glory
of Jesus.
To our great God, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you came on the line, God. We asking right now, God, that you touch her, God, that you heal, God, that you strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. You see the concerns that she has, God, the prayer request that she has before you, God, in reference to her family, God. Oh, God, we ask you that you are a healer and you heal issues, God. And we know
in
you
the
as
name
a mind regulator.
Jesus.
We ask that you touch her right now, God. We
ask
that
you
bring the family
Thank
together,
you,
God. Connect them together, God.
Hallelujah.
You, God, bring them together
oh,
in each other, God.
Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus.
God.
Lord, allow Just a couple of weeks ago, she was talking about committing suicide, but we say Amy is still here, God. We ask that you continue to touch her, God. Keep her mind stayed on you, God. Let her know that you're drawing her closer to you, that you're calling her closer to you, God. These
things
are rather than happening. But let her know that you are the comforter. And you are with her, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her know, God, that you're calling her up. You're calling her into you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her know, God, that you have a need for her and a sign for her to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Let Amy not get off focus. Let her, God, be encouraged and let her heart be lifted up, God. Oh, God, give her a heart transfusion in the spirit right now. The things that hurt her, God, the things that she's been through, God. Oh, God, you have kept us for such a time as this, God, in the name of Jesus. So we cry out for our sister right now, God.
Yes,
we cry
Lord.
Out,
thank
God,
you,
for Amy, God. Set your God in the name of Jesus. We come against
yes,
every stronghold, everything that will try to hinder her from going forth in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for changing her hunger and thirst after you. We thank you for, Lord, turning around for your glory, God. We proclaiming
yes,
it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she's going to come
Jesus.
Back with a testimony and how you made her overcomer, how you made her,
yes,
how she came through this situation, how she came through that situation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the comforter coming in right now. The healer, wrap your arms around her right now. In the name of Jesus, fill her with joy, God. Even in the midst of her storm, God, let her know that she can rejoice in you, God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord, encourage your heart
right
today,
now, God.
Lord, touch your body today. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we ask that you touch the family, God. Their mother, their Lord, come, daughter, God. Family, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you comfort right now, God. Comfort that family, God. Each and every one of their Lord, God. In that family, God. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you,
Jesus.
We need you to move, Jesus. We need you to heal. We're talking about issues and healing of the heart.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, and God, that you touch the minds of Amy
yes,
and that
Lord.
Mother, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, and God, that somebody be saved through this. Somebody be delivered through
today.
This in the
we
name of
help.
Jesus.
Help
us, God,
help
and save
right now,
God. Help us to begin to pray, God. Pray for
in
your
the
people,
name
God.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Our issue and our situation. But help
God.
Us to get delivered,
come
God,
Lord.
So we can pray for someone
in the name
else,
of Jesus,
that we can cry out for someone else in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
you said
Lord.
Two or three touching the green. In
yes,
your name,
Lord.
You'll be in the midst. Well, we're touching the green right now
yes,
in the name of
oh
Jesus.
God.
On behalf of Sister Amy, God.
Oh, Jesus, help
we
Lord,
ask
to look
turn
to me
around,
today.
God, for your glory,
oh, when
God.
When all
we
the
ask
helping
God,
us.
That she see, God, what
in the
you're
name
doing,
of
God.
Jesus,
that she see, God,
God,
that you're calling her, God. That you, she see, God, that it is need for her to be here. That it is
yes,
need
yes,
for her
yes,
to go forth in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
we come against depression.
Lord.
Depression that rises up upon Sister Amy
Lord.
Right now. In the name of Jesus,
oh,
we cancel every assignment out,
Lord.
If she won't have to take
in
any pills, if she won't have to think those pills for us no more, but God, we crying out for her, that she will have to be
Lord.
Hers, God, in the name
ever
of Jesus,
me,
we thank you that you're going to heal her right now, God,
Jesus,
from that issue,
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus,
God,
oh, God, let her know that she's surrounded by people that
in
love her, God, that people are praying for her, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Oh,
we call on your blood, God. Your blood, God, to be in this situation, to be in
yes,
her life, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Your
we thank you right
ever,
now, God.
Today.
Lord, touch that mother,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Oh, God, as she lost her daughter, God. Oh, God,
God,
oh, God. We come against
the
spirit of suicide.
In the name,
of Jesus.
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
we call on you, God,
Savior.
To move, God,
yes,
and to tear down and destroy her. In the name of Jesus, and it is so. And it is so. We thank you right now, God. We bless your holy name right
holy
now.
Name,
we come
Lord.
Against anyone else that's thinking about suicide. We come against that spirit
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not
Jesus,
die. Declare the work of the Lord.
Savior.
We cancel that assignment right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It comes up in these people's minds. God, oh God. Oh God, touch the heart. You said it's a heart issue. Touch the heart, God.
In
give
the
them
name
joy,
of
God.
Jesus,
give them peace, God. Even touch Sister Amy. Let her feel your power, God, like never before. Let her feel your anointing
yes,
like never
God.
Before, God.
Oh,
Oh, yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Dry up her tears, God.
Oh,
God, you said, we've been in
prayer
for a night. The joy come in the morning.
Oh,
bring her joy, God,
yes,
in the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we thank you
joy,
right now.
Lord.
And we praise
send
you. We give you honor, God.
Oh,
we
God.
Give you glory, glory in the name of Jesus.
Man, oh God,
and we proclaim
today.
That she shall go forth.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless your name,
oh,
God.
We thank you today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
glory
to our
great God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Lord,
you, God.
Cover her. Cover
thank
her,
Lord.
Lord. Cover
Hallelujah.
Her under your precious blood. Let her come
today,
under
God.
It, Lord. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, Father. Thank
mm.
you. We
mm.
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Peace. Give her
oh,
peace.
Oh, glory
ah,
to the
Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. The
mm.
devil
ah,
is a
Lord
lion wonder in the name of Jesus.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, glory
mm.
to Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we praise
mm.
you, Lord.
Jesus.
We praise you, Lord.
Ah, glory to God. I bless you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. The
Lord Jesus.
Amy. God ain't through. Hallelujah. Keep your
praise
head lifted
God,
up.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Don't let nothing discourage you, baby. Nothing discourage you.
Nothing, nothing.
There's nothing in this world greater than God.
Thank you.
There's
nothing,
no situation
nothing.
Greater than God.
Amen,
no
amen.
Than God. Hallelujah. There's no children. There's no family. There's nothing greater
thank
than
you,
all God.
Nothing.
God.
Hallelujah.
So we bless you today. Thank you for tuning in. I pray you're encouraged. I pray that God will continue to open up the floodgates of heaven for
oh,
you.
Yes.
Amen. How you know the Messiah?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to continue with this subject matter this week. Amen.
Yeah.
Stay in touch. Afterwards. Amen. We're going to continue
stay
with
in touch, honey.
Healing for our issues. We all
oh,
need
yeah.
healing. We all have some things. We have to overcome. We all
yes.
have some things.
Right, that's right.
Amen, that we're looking to the Lord to. And guess what? He's the only one can help us anyway.
He's the only
amen.
One.
God
amen.
Is the only one. Hallelujah, can restore us to the fullness. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Man will give you a little portion. Hallelujah. But God will give you life and that more abundantly.
Everlasting.
So thinking,
that's right.
Thinking, amen. We didn't have a lot of people on the line. Maybe they got a little Mother's Day hangover, but that's all right. We got to be back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Amen. We're doing a little transitioning with our Friday service. So, amen, it'll be back open. Amen. It's open into our regular schedules now. So just keep us in your prayers and pray that the Lord will continue to give us wisdom and knowledge on how to do certain things. I see my sister. She I opened the line for her to say something, Dawn, but she didn't say anything. So God bless you, Sister Dawn. We're going to thank you, Mother Charity, Prophetess Darlene, Prophetess Vanessa, Sister Amy, Minister Peggy Jones that joined us today, Minister Aaron Singleton, amen, and Sister Krishan. Thank God for her. We had another call on the line from Atlanta, 404 number. We thank God for that. Amen. We're continuing on with the subject matter. Amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Vanessa Gambrell, and we're going to ask her to close us out with the word of prayer. Remember, those of you I've been asking for about 2 months now to sow. We're looking for some sponsors. I still need about 20 some odd sponsors. Amen. If you make the sacrifice and sow a $45 seed to bless a young lady or a young man to attend the Father-Daughter Talk Conference that will be held here in New Orleans June 19th and 20th. Friday is the deadline, the 16th. Amen. So if you all are able to sow, inbox me or call me and let me know. Amen. Continue to keep us on your calendar for our citywide crusade and my ministry launch here in New Orleans, Louisiana. That will be happening on September the 4th through the 6th. Amen. We're expecting a great bit of people from Michigan to come now, North Carolina, California, amen, Mississippi. We're looking to have a great time. Amen. So Come down, don't just come down to eat the food here in New Orleans, but come down to be an encouragement where we can witness to some souls. Amen. Go in the French quarters if y'all have to, and say, come on, go to church with me. Amen. So mark those dates, September the 4th through the 6th. We will have our flyers out hopefully by the beginning of next week. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We're going to ask our prophetess Danbrell to close us with a word of prayer. God bless you, woman of God. Prophetess Vanessa. Okay, well, we're going to go back to Mother Charity and let her close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you, Mother. Tell Sister Barbara. She got to give me a call. I miss her.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead, Avery, because right now it looks like it's midnight here, right here in Yeah, where this tornado is still in effect. Yeah, we had a real downpour since I've been on the phone. But my phone is beeping where it's trying to go out. So I'm going to go on and pray right now, and you all pray for us if this thing cut off.
Amen, okay. Lord. Cover them with your blood, God. That tornado, cover it, God. Downsize
it. Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Have it to go another way, God. Remember your people there in Michigan and all over those other areas.
Thank you, thank
that
you,
may
Jesus.
Be affected in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
cover
my
them with
Savior.
Your blood,
hallelujah.
God. Cover Mother Charity. Cover our Sister
yes,
Barbara.
Sir.
Cover a devil, God, and all those. Even
Lord Jesus.
Pastor Satan and all of those that come on the early Sunday morning, the early morning prayer with Mother Charity, God. Cover them in the name of Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all of thy goodness, my God, that you have shown toward the children of men. We want to thank you, Lord, for this broadcast today, for all of those who was attended on here today. In the name of Jesus, my God, for every testimony, for every praise, my God, that went forth. In the name of Jesus, my Savior,
oh
God, help us, Lord, oh God, to hide thy word in our heart today. We won't sin against you, my God. Encourage our hearts today, oh God. We need your help, Lord. We can do nothing without you. In the name of Jesus, but we're able to do all thanks through Christ that strengtheneth us. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your people today. Oh God, encourage your people, my Savior. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called us. In the name of Jesus, praise our great and mighty God. Oh Lord, we thank you and we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you for what you have done. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah for your salvation, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, keep us, Lord, hungering and thirsting after your righteousness. My God will ever praise you, my God. Encourage every heart today. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your people, oh God. Help us to look unto the day from which cometh all our help and our strength, knowing our help cometh from the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, guide us, Lord. Lead us in the way that we should. My Savior will ever praise your name, my God. And we thank you, Lord. Strengthen your people, oh God, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let our hearts, oh God, be encouraged. My God, and we'll certainly praise your holy name, Lord. Take us through this day, oh Savior. Mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. We're going to close on out with Tasha Cobb.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Tomorrow.